You've probably never heard of a man named Michael Dowling, who spent most of his life in southwest Minnesota in the late 1800s and early 1900s. However, his story is one that should inspire all of us. His life's journey is one that is truly amazing, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Michael Dowling came to the area around Olivia, Minnesota when he was just 11. He was living independently in the area in 1880 when tragedy struck.
At the age of 14, he was cattle ranching in Canby and was taken something like 900 head of cattle from Canby to Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. On his way back, he ended up getting caught in a blizzard, would end up having all of his limbs removed, with the exception of one of his hands, which had all the fingers taken off of it.
Scott Tedrick says the local government paid for a family to care for him and even made arrangements for him to receive care for all of his life. But Dowling told them that was not the life he wanted.
He says, "I don't want that." He said, "Buy me a set of legs, pay for 2 years of college for me, and you'll never spend another penny on me again."
They agreed to the deal, and Dowling attended Carleton College and became an educator and school administrator. He eventually settled in the town of Olivia, Minnesota.
Was a Mayor Olivia. Had a car dealership, was in real estate, was the president of the bank there.
And from there, he became successful in state politics.
Dowling went on to become a speaker of the Minnesota House. He headed up President McKinley's fundraising.
Dowling was later sent to the Philippines to help set up their educational system while McKinley was president of the United States. Although Dowling was missing both legs from below the knee, one arm, and the fingers on his remaining hand, he never considered himself handicapped. In fact, you can find a silent film of him on the internet that was made by the American Medical Association at the time to show the remarkable life the young cowherder had lived after nearly dying in that blizzard in his teens. Traveling the countryside in Olivia, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.